So our next speaker learned how to build a business from her father. She learned her people skills from selling Girl Scout cookies when she was a young girl. She is from Texas. She is a, I know there's a lot from Texas. She is a servant leader who loves her team. She, once she came to the event last year, she decided that she was all in. And ever since then, she's been growing strong. And so we want to welcome new executive Tara Kelly to the stage. You won't make yourself a name if you follow the rules. History gets made when you're acting a fool. So don't hold it back and just run it. Show what you got and just own it. No, they can't
try to act like Steve when I come up here, but I'm kind of rhythmically challenged. So I apologize if it offended you, my little dancing. Do y'all not love that song? Music motivates my soul. And so I also grew up in church, singing in the praise group, and so when I hear that song, my girls know they're not allowed to be speaking. Like Nikki, when they get in my car, they know they never know what they're walking into when they get in the car because Bluetooth's going, and I'm always on a call. So, thank you. My name is Tara Kelly. I am an executive with Singular, and I joined the company in June of 2016. And so I'm fairly new. Like some of you, I just soak up all this amazing knowledge. I love being at events like this, but I am excited about being new, and I have a little bit of a challenge with my eyes, so I brought my cards up here to remind myself, because I can't always see that. It hit me when I hit 40. Anybody else do that? Yes. So I am here to tell you how I got where I'm at in a fairly short amount of time. And my main point for you today is to let you know that I believe that this business is more mathematical than magical. However, there's some amazing magical moments like this one right here. This is me and my honey in Sundance. We learned my favorite lesson we learned on that trip, that losing weight and being in shape are not the same. However, we had a really great time, and we wouldn't have spent the money, because we also have five amazing teenage children, and we wouldn't have spent the money to go on these amazing trips early on in a business. I think that's how Singular has really, really touched on the magic of building this business and promoting those really great trips for people early on in their business. So how many of you have earned your Sundance trip? How many of you have actually got to go already? Right? A lot of people have earned them and they haven't even got to go yet. So yay for y'all. I love Sundance. It was really wonderful. And then this is me and my mom at my director's invitational. Did you guys know that places like this existed in real life? I thought they were just on movies like Dirty Dancing or something. But the Park City Golf Club is unbelievable. That picture I took with my phone. So I love it. But I took my mom with me on my director's invitational for several reasons. One, because she's one of the most supportive people in my life, but also to help her understand exactly what we have in this business. It's magical, y'all. And now she is a retired school administrator, and she works in my office for me. So I love it, but I took her to kind of inspire her a little bit and help her. So with all that being said, I am going to share with you 7 tips today that I feel like have helped me. To work the math and live the magic. So my first tip is kind of going along with my story. Decide to be all in. Not hold back. Like the song that Lauren Elena said, don't hold back, just gun it. Go. Well, I started kind of slowly with the products. I started in June after being really apprehensive for about 3 months. I didn't want to spend any money. Jana, she says, well, how's that working? And I was like, shush. Anyway, we're really good friends, so I could tell her that. But I started with the products, but I had a great experience right away. I lost 40 pounds in 2 months, and I felt amazing. And Melissa Corbin, Crystal Nichols, and Jana, in their wisdom, invited me to share my weight loss story at a city meeting. I got to that city meeting. I met the amazing Curtis Call. Y'all give him a hand. And I really grilled him. I asked him some really questions. I come from a former, just like Tasha, a former network marketing company. And I wanted to know the strength behind where this business was taking us. And I wanted a career forever, not for 2 minutes. And so I said, I really asked him a lot of questions, and he answered them very well. And he helped me to really understand the vision and the truth about what this company has in store for all of you. But I still wasn't sold. I was in the medium. How many of you have ever dragged your spouse to one of our city events or one of our things? Well, that was me that day. I said, I don't want to go. I don't even know who all these people are. I'd never met Melissa in person at that point or Crystal. And I said, please go with me. He said, okay, I'll go. Well, he sat in that meeting, and he did see the vision. Thank you, Jesus, right? So he saw the vision. On the way home, he says, this is what I want you to do. I said, you're crazy. No way. I love my life. I like my job. I'm not doing anything different. No. He said, will you do one thing for me? Will you give this one day a week and just see where you can go with it? Because I really think you can change some people's lives. And I said, well, you know, what's one day a week? One day a week will at least get me a few people so that I can get my product free because I love this stuff, right? So I started sharing one day a week. He also said, you know, they're talking about that event. It's in Dallas. It's right down the road. Let's have a fun weekend. Let's go to that Zing Fest event. And I said, I'm always up for going on a trip. Let's go. So we went. And I sat in the front with my arms crossed like this, and I didn't believe it. And before the first little session was over, I was already at the end of my seat because I knew when the vision was cast in front of me that this is where I needed to be. And so I made a decision at that very event, sitting on the third or fourth row, that I was all in. This was what I was going to do. And I think that's the hardest part. Once we make that decision to say, no matter what, I'm not looking back, that's been great, but forward, this is what I'm doing. And so I encourage you to do the same thing. Number one, decide right now, be all in. Then the next one, set a goal. This is my goal poster. There's some really fun things on here, professionally and personally. I have this hanging in my office, 16 by 20, and I also have it on my mirror in my bathroom. I have it on my horn in my car. I have it on the ironing board. My husband says Zingular kind of just threw up all over our house. Not just product, but I have it in front of me because I think it's important to keep that right in front of my face and to remind me of the things that are important to me. There's personal things on there and professional things on there. And so one of my friends told me one time, if you don't have a goal with a time set on it, you're just dreaming. And so, yes, we dream. Of course we dream. We're entrepreneurs. That's what we do. But if you don't have a goal with a time limit set on it, you're really just dreaming. And so I encourage you, set a goal poster with time limits on it and keep it in front of you, or make a pillowcase that you sleep on, or put, I have a friend who just drew hers. That's fine. Whatever works best for you. But put those, there's something magical about putting it down in writing in front of you. It's like a commitment without you really even knowing. So I always say, have a goal. Be all in, have a goal. And then tip three, surround yourself with greatness. You guys, it's so important to make sure that your surroundings are protected. I know there's a scripture, and I forgive me because I don't know the exact place, but it says, guard your heart. Know who you are putting around you. Now, does that necessarily mean physically all the time? No. I read books that teach me and train me. Daily. If there is a system that my upline, thank you, Crystal Nichols, and your amazing Lindsay, for creating great systems to help us. If there's systems that are out there, Tasha, that I love Art of the Chat. Are you kidding me right now? I love it, love it. There you are. I can't see in the lights. But if there's a system your upline has created, use it. Quit trying to reinvent the wheel. Sometimes I think that's one of our biggest problems is we have great ideas. We're all here leadership. We're the top of this company. We have great ideas, and you have wonderful systems you can do. But then when there's an amazing one already there, use it and make it work for you and, you know, adapt it to how it works for you. So surround it. I always say, I told one of my new leaders the other day, I said, when you've heard Melissa Corvin and Jana Bullard share their story on 572 three-way calls, it's real easy to know what to say and when to say it because they've already done it for you. And so I sometimes wonder, I thought to myself the other day, is this really my story? Because I just feel like I can just verbatim tell you their stories, right? But that's how easy this really can be. And so I think try not to make it hard. Surround yourself with greatness. This is one of my favorite pictures, and I have this hanging in my office as well. My circle. Could you die? Look at the lineage of my upline. Crystal Nichols, Melissa Corvin, Jana Dyer, Kara Cunningham, Jana Bullard. I heard it, this is the quote that I love. You become the average of the top five people you spend the most time with. Now, they don't know they spend as much time with me as they do. Because I'm listening to everything that they post. I'm reading everything that they post. I'm having some of them on calls, those kind of things. But I want to be, in my core, I want to be the average of who these people are. They're amazing people. They're not just amazing business builders at this company. They're amazing people of who they are. So be smart about what you're surrounding yourself with and who you're surrounding yourself with. That leads me to tip number four. Be willing to grow. You know, the theme at Zing Fling this year was grow. If you're not growing, you're dying. You're fooling yourself if you think for one second that if you're not moving forward, that you are being okay, because you're not. If you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. You're not standing still. So I always say, be willing to grow. My favorite way to teach people on how to do this is President's Club. The company did the work. Another system they've already done. They laid it out there, straight as a way, follow it. You do President's Club, you're gonna build an amazing dynamic business with this company. So I personally set it in my heart in Oklahoma. I said, okay, so this is the first month of President's Club. I might as well just bang it out this quarter. I know I'm a little crazy sometimes. But I thought, if I just get the 100 points this quarter, then the rest of the year, I can just make that gravy. I know there's things you have to do every quarter. I'm not crazy. I know the rules. However, if I get those 100 points, then everything else is just going to be gravy. I can have extra nights and days at the spa and all this kind of stuff, right? And so that's what I tell my people do. If you want to build a dynamic business with this company, you follow what they told us to do in President's Club and don't look back. So who's going with me to the Dominican Republic? Yeah, I can't wait. I've never been, so it's going to be a little crazy, but I'm excited. So that leads me to tip number five. Use your imagination. Okay, so this is an e-wallet text. I love Mondays now. Do you guys love Mondays? I told somebody was griping about Monday the other day. I said, hey, I love Mondays. I get paid three times on Mondays. And I really love it when Monday's the beginning of a month, right? So this is not my e-wallet text, but in my imagination, it is. This is my friend Melissa's e-wallet text she got one time. And so I really believe that your imagination is a very powerful tool, especially to an entrepreneur. And we have to dream. We have to use our imagination, but we have to put it in front of us as reality. And so I know that with your imagination is when the math becomes the magic with this business, okay? So if you work the systems, President's Club, if you work the systems that your uplines have set before you and gone before you and taught you to do, that the math really will become this magic. To me, this is magic, true magic. In October, I sat at ZingFest making what I thought was really good money with another company, and I realized that in 2 months with this company, I had already doubled my income that I spent 18 years building. Woo! 18, yep. And yes, thank you, I love it. I'm excited, I can't even believe it. Thank you to them, because they laid the foundation. Yep. But I use my imagination because I know that I can really make it reality in this company, because I've watched the leaders in front of me use their imagination to dream big and to believe that it can become reality. Now, that leads me to my sixth tip. And it just happens to be six people. This is know your why. Why in the world are you here today? Why? Why do you think it's important to have a story and develop a testimony? Why in the world is it important to share your testimony? Why are you here? What's your why? If you don't know your why, that makes you a little kind of tingly in your tummy, right? That makes you really nervous and sometimes makes you want to cry. That's my issue. I cry a lot. I always say, I just cry. No one cries alone in my presence, right? It's a strict policy. But why? Why are you doing this? I told someone, don't listen to me over there because I love my paycheck. But I would do this for free because I love what I do. This is not work to me. It's fun. But I love it because I know it's setting up a forever for these six people. Me and my husband have a blended family that's amazing and wonderful and crazy all at the same time. We have an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old, and three 14-year-old girls. Yes. So my hair sticks up like this on its own. So it's a little crazy. But these people right here are why I breathe every day. They make my life amazing, and they make my life wonderful. And I want to give them anything and everything I could possibly give them. And so I love this business. You need to know what is your why. What is your why? And so when you know that, this is the next tip that I think is so important. Focus on the things that really matter. I know a lot of you know Eric Worre. He's an amazing person in our industry. And I heard him say one time in a training, you can't afford to mow your lawn. He's not saying you don't have the money to mow your own lawn. He's saying quit doing the piddly stuff that you personally do not have to do and get out the door and get in front of people. That's one of the things that I think I hit a roadblock with a lot of my new and upcoming leaders is that they say, oh, I've got this, that, and the other to do. In fact, it's so funny, specifically, yesterday, one of my directors posted on her Facebook page, the lawn's mowed. I was like, no, don't mow the lawn. Let somebody else mow the lawn. One of my girlfriends, Cindy Williams, once told me, if you spend your time doing penny jobs, you're going to make pennies. And if you spend your time doing million-dollar jobs, you will make millions. And I'm telling you right now, it's the truth. It's the truth. Stop doing those little things that you personally don't have to do. You heard me say, my mom works for me in my office. My mom does all the office stuff I need to do. All of it. All of it. She's even created really amazing things. I don't even know what all she's done. But I am out in front of people. I'm the mouth. She's the brains. So that's another way. Get somebody to help you. So focus on the things that really matter. Now, I'm going to conclude with a story that describes my mindset back in October, just 8 or 9 short months ago, when I was at ZingFest with my arms crossed in the front. So if you will, for just a minute, sit back and relax and listen to this story. There once was a man who wanted to climb a mountain. And when he climbed that mountain, he knew he had to be in physical shape. He knew he had to be ready. He knew he had to be there and have the tools. He's climbing. He prepared. He got there. It was amazing. He's at the top. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, he's cold. He's tired. He's hurting. And he slips and falls. He knew he was bleeding. He knew he was upside down. And he screamed out to God, God, please help me here. He said, do you believe I can? And he said, yes, God, yes. I wouldn't have asked if I didn't believe you can. He said, okay, do you believe I will? And he said, yes, I know you will. I know you will. I know you will. And he said, okay, cut your rope. And the man said, uh-uh, I can't cut my rope. I cannot do this. I can't. He hung there, hanging on, crying. And in the morning, the news stories read, man found hanging, frozen to death, just 2 feet from the ground. Do you believe that God can and that God will use you and that he will build this business for you. Cut your rope. That's my advice for you.